Good morning. We're continuing Chiyuvim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tezayin, which is the Lachos Lebarer, and we're just still giving the introduction. A few more points to talk about. Number one, the Gemara asked the question, which you mentioned before, Hainu Barer, Hainu Zerva, Hainu Merakid. There are three different malachos which are involved in the process of cleansing the grain on its way to going from grain to be flour to be made into bread. This is all part of the process known as Sidur HaDepas. There are 11 malachos involved in Sidur HaDepas, Zareya and Charesh, Kaitzer and Ma'amir, and then we have the process of Dosh, Zara, Berer, Toichein, Mirached, Losh, and Oife. So of these malachas, these three seem to be all similar, that their purpose is to cleanse the psalus from the item to allow it to be more usable. Some more says they are the same, but one is done, they are done differently. One is done with the kli, one is done with the wind, one is done by hand. And since that is true, and they were all in the Mishkan, so the combination of the two, that what they're doing is somewhat different, and they were all in the Mishkan, they are separate malachas. But for our purposes, in many ways, they overlap, and we're going to work with them as one type of malacha. There is a heter of bur of la'altar, which we mentioned that by dosh, there is no heter of la'altar, there's a heter bur of la'altar. What is this concept of the heter of la'altar? So the Mora says really that the heter for bara requires three things. It has to be that he's taking the good from the bad. It has to be he's taking it by hand. He's taking it for immediate use. Everything a person eats, and interestingly enough, the Rashba says that this heter of la'altar applies to the malacha of tochein as well, grinding, for the milling the grain into flour. The eating process, so contains in it an act of tchina. You grind things up in your mouth. The eating process contains in it an act of choosing that which you want to eat from that which you do not want to eat. So obviously those are not malachas. You don't say a person is chewing in his mouth. It's not a malacha. That's called a chila. So Chazal told us that there is elements of derech achila which demote and downgrade this from being an action, which is called a malacha, into just being an act of achila. The malacha is taking this item and in some way preparing it and making it better so to be ready to be used when you need it, berlarts, as we explained. The Chayyadim, however, is going to take a little bit of a different approach, and he's going to understand that the heter of taking the good from the bad is based on the fact that that's not the normal derech how to be burr. Usually you have a mixture where the oichel is the primary item, it's the majority item in the majority, and there's some psalus mixed in. And therefore any person, when they want to do berera, will take out the smaller amount and thereby cleanse the pile from its psalus and have a usable pile. It's very laborious to take out all the good when you can just take out the smaller amount of bad and accomplish the same thing. So he sees the heter of the good from the bad is not being because it's derech achila, so simply is because it is a shinui from the normal way of doing berer. It's a shinui which is significant enough that it's going to be mutter. Tosis introduces this idea, and Tosis says, therefore, we have a scenario where theoretically, we flip it around, and sometimes the psalus is the majority. So over there, the derech would be to remove the oichel. So in a situation where the derech is to remove the oichel, so we wouldn't have this heter of oichel mitoch psalus, so you would not be allowed to take either one. Taking psalus from the oichel is, since that's normally the way, that's not called a shinui. And taking the oichel from the psalus, because it's the smaller amount, it also becomes derech and it's going to be asur. This is the sheet of Tosis. So the Bir Halacha points out that both from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they do not seem to follow this approach. Taking the psalus from the oichel in that situation is problematic, Tosis says, because the majority of the mixture is psalus, it actually becomes muksa. Psalus is useless on Shabbos, so it is muksa. So the Venus of Tilton Muksa will take out the psalus. Supposed to when the majority is oichel, so we look at that, defining the mixture as not being muksa. So we have an Isser of Muksa, but mitzad Isser of Berer, we are not concerned with that. So taking the Echel from the Pselas in that situation, from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, is going to be Mutter. That will be the lead us into the idea that the Chayim talks about in the first Simon here in this Klal. One or two more points I want to talk about, but as an introduction, but meanwhile, have a good day.